Welcome to another edition of From the Stables. I'm Pete Staples, tasracing.com.au, talking to trader Adam Trinder, who'll take a small team to Launceston on Wednesday night. Welcome to the show, Adam.
Thank you very much for having me, Pete.
All right, let's look. You've got some good chances on Wednesday night. Let's first of all talk about the two-year-old maiden. You've got Warrior Prince. Now, he comes up a very, very encouraging debut on Oaks Day at Launceston when he ran second to Lurker Doe in the Magic Millions Classic. You must have been thrilled with that effort.
Yeah, really progressive little horse. He's done a really good job. He was bought at the last sales of the season there in June on the Gold Coast, and he was a rig, so had to he only had the one testicle down. So in order to gild him, we had to put him on the table and go in and remove the other testicle from inside his stomach there. Yeah. So he's come along in leaps and bounds and coped with everything that we've asked him to do. So his first up exposure there in the Magic Millions was fantastic, and he'll build off that because, as I said, he was the last of the group to come through, and he's just continuing his education. So drawn a wide barrier, which is a little bit of a knock, but he drew out in the Magic Millions, so he'll roll forward and be quite competitive, I trust.
All right, well, Anthony Darmanin's going to ride, and it's good that Anthony Darmanin's actually decided to reside in Tassie in the short term, and he's certainly up there writing some work for you.
Yeah, so he caught the last flight out after the William Reid Stakes there on Friday evening. Flew into Hobart on a 9:40 flight. Left Melbourne at 9:40 anyway. So he was there bright and early at track work this morning, Monday morning, and he'll continue to be here for the foreseeable future until we can gain some more clarity on this virus situation. But no, really good addition to the stable training ranks.
All right, well, the risk factor is a first starter going around in race four, a three-year-old maiden over 1,200 metres, and he's got a good trial form, a very good trial at Longford behind the stable mate, Super Lopo, that ran a terrific race on debut.
Yeah, exactly right. So Super Lobo was fantastic there last Wednesday evening, and a really nice horse moving forward. But probably just deem this horse's trials not as good as what they were last time out. And I think that's more circumference of the course. He was trialling at Devonport last time out and trialled really well there behind another stable mate, Easy Road, who is very progressive. But we've had him at the trials at Longford, which attracts small or in dimension, and just think he's probably struggled with the dynamics of the Longford track, so really keen to get him to Launceston, a big galloping track, and should see a big improvement from him. I'd be disappointed if he ran poorly.
All right, in race five, seemingly another one of your good chances is Silkstone in race five into a class three over 1,200. Going to carry 60 kg, which is 4.5 up on what it carried last start in a benchmark 66, but it still looks a nice race for Silkstone.
I think it does. Like, he's got a lot of weight on face value, but that's the dynamics of the race. He's not far off the minimum there, or the remainder of the racing group, just through the handicapping of the race. So he's come out and raced really well. He won on Hobart Cup Day there and ran a really close second. Then we took a claim off him, which didn't work out there last time out, but still ran really well in third. Was just quite bullish about himself early with the young lad on him, so he moves forward to this assignment. Just gave him a little bit of maintenance work myself this morning, really happy with him, so he's a genuine winning contender.
All right, in race seven, Wilcathonius, he's had three runs in this time in. He's carrying 61.5 kilos, so he's got the weight of a decent horse in this grade, benchmark 66. What can we expect from Wilcathonius?
Yeah, so be disappointed if he couldn't sort of make amends for his last time out. He's obviously declared a non-runner through an issue there at the barriers and looked basic on face value, but his run there over the Launceston Carnival was fantastic, only beaten a short margin over the mile. Probably two keys to him, ground and Darmanin. We need reasonable assurance in his footing, and he just tends to be one of those horses, he only runs well for Anthony, so he goes there, training's been good, steps out in good condition, big weight, but he'll roll forward and give a really good account of himself.
All right, well, I've had to nail you down to one of your best for the night. Who would you put that on?
Prince, without a doubt. I think he's really progressive, and we'll see a lot more. We won't overexpose him this time around, but we'll see a lot more of him through his 3-year-old year.
All right, mate. Thank you for your time, Adam.
Pleasure. Thanks, Pete.